A small company in northeast England says it started making petrol from air and water as a way of using the excess energy created by wind farms in the middle of the night. One newspaper has hailed the scheme as a breakthrough that could simultaneously solve the energy crisis and reduce global warming. But the company, which is based in Stockton-on-Tees, has made it clear that the research has a long way to go, while some experts have poured scorn on it. Our environment analyst Roger Harabin reports.
Driving on fuel made from air may sound like something from a Harry Potter book of spells, but making hydrocarbons from CO2 is exactly what trees do. What's new is the industrial technique in Stockton that uses electricity to drive a process taking CO2 from the air and combining it with hydrogen. The project is in embryonic stage, and the process uses far more energy in the form of electricity than it creates in the form of petrol. So it may sound like a non-starter, but it can't immediately be dismissed. Because on windy nights, when the nation's asleep, there is a lot of surplus electricity from wind farms that gets wasted. If it's used to make petrol from the air, however inefficiently, some would argue it's better than not using it at all. Making petrol from air is one of many ideas to convert unwanted surplus electricity from wind farms into other useful forms of energy. It's one of the technology challenges of our age.